There are new lights. Thank you, brother. Sometimes I don't notice the obvious. Isn't that the truth in so many ways? There was the first song, Day by Day, there was a couple of lines in that song that I want to read that are just on the money when it comes to the thoughts that I have this morning. I think it's in the second verse of that song, about halfway down, it says, "The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid." The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. "Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord." And I can't say that I've been going through tribulation, but I've encountered a number of people who have been going through difficult times and challenges in their lives. And, you know, even though this is a time of Thanksgiving, you know, we're kind of in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and usually my spirits are very high. And not that they're down, but just in consideration of different things that are happening in my own life and some others. This morning's random thought is called Set Your Anchor. And it's based on a phrase that I heard, which says, "Our comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there." Nothing ever grows there. The Lord has to take us out of our comfort zone. And that's when the growth takes place. In Christ, we have exceeding great and precious promises that he gives us. But at the same time, the Lord has told us that we're going to go through a lot of difficulties in life. It won't be smooth sailing all the way. You don't have to be saved very long to know that. You know that you're going to face all kinds of difficulties and storms of life. And when these storms come, they change your perspective. They change your priorities. And the things that were important to you before, you see in a different light. I was reading in Acts. I've been reading through the book of Acts since we've been studying Acts. But I got to chapter 27, and I got stuck in chapter 27, where we find Paul that after he has been arrested in Jerusalem and he's on trial, he is appealed to Caesar. And as a result, he has been put in charge to a Roman centurion named Julius, who is to ensure and has a responsibility to make sure he makes it to Rome. And after they set sail from Caesarea, along the way, they run into a storm, to say the least, a storm that is so severe that all hope of anyone surviving has been taken away. And it's hard to imagine being in a situation like that. I've never been on the sea. Brother Brian may be able to tell some stories of what it's like to be in a storm. And in verse 20 of chapter 27, it says, "And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away." And in verses 22 through 25, after they'd been under the mercy of this storm for 14 days, Paul stood up and said, "Now I exhort you to be cheerful." "I exhort you to be of good cheer." Strange words. "For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Even as it was told me. Earlier in Acts chapter 23, verse 11, you find that Christ actually appears to Paul in his jail cell in Caesarea. And he tells him these exact words. He says to Paul, "Be of good cheer, Paul. For as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness of me in Rome." Christ had made an unconditional promise to Paul. And he sent his angel to him in a time when it seemed like that promise wasn't going to be kept. When all hope was gone that they were going to survive. But he reassured him that regardless of the apparent hopeless situation, that he will bear witness of him in Rome. When we have situations in our lives where all hope is seemingly gone, we need to understand Paul's message to them, that he encouraged them because God has spoken to him, and he assured him that all 276 passengers would be saved. God could have saved Paul, he could have saved Luke, he could have saved Aristarchus, who was along with him, and he could have let the others perish, but he didn't. He told Paul, graciously, he granted Paul the lives of all the people on board that ship. And I say that for us, that we can consider that maybe God has taken us through a particular situation, storm in our lives, for that very reason, that he wants to use us to bring the gospel to others. Amen. Maybe for no other reason than you're going through the difficult time. And Paul's message to those folks who had lost all hope is certainly true of us as Christians today, who often find ourselves in desperate times, that we need to take our eyes off the storm and put our eyes on Christ and his promises, to be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. I think it's also instructive for us to know that you're not the only one going through difficult times and through a difficult situation, and that your faith and your confidence can encourage those around you who may be also in a desperate situation, in desperate need of encouragement. So that we should always make the effort, whether in the storm or in the calm, to be an encouragement to one another so that we can strengthen each other in our faith. And Paul spoke similar words to Timothy, his disciple, when he told him in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 through 18, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Amen. So there's definitely going to be some storms that we're going to go through in life, and we just have to ride them out. There's no way that we're going to be able to avoid them, and there's no way we're going to be able to get out of them on our own. So in those situations is when we really have to have trust in God's word. It has to be written in our hearts so that it keeps our hearts and minds in those times situations. And finally, in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 19, the writer reminds us that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, that he might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have set as an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into the veil, within the veil. Amen. The Lord keeps his promises 1,000 times. Seems like the next time we have a trial, we begin to doubt him. But I want to encourage us to be as Paul. He said, "Be of good cheer, for I believe that God, it shall be even as it was told me." Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We're glad you joined us for our services here at Mission Boulevard Baptist Church. We look forward to having you join us again online, but you are always welcome to personally attend any of our services at the Mission Boulevard Baptist Church here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.